It's time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge. Billy Cox is our guest from the Davies County Relay for Life. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Dwayne.
And Davies County, you merged with another county too, didn't you?
We did Martin County a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's right. So Davies County Relay for Life, it's hard to believe, but it's already time to start planning for next year's big relay. And one big change we want to mention right off the bat, there will be a new location for next year's relay, right?
That's right. We are going back to the Linden track. It's going to be June 8th. And we also shortened our time. It's going to be 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
4 to 11 on Saturday, June the 8th. So set aside that date now. And you've got some preliminary meetings planned to get your teams together and get your leaders together to start working on next year's relay.
Correct. Our meeting is tonight. At the Harvest Church at 6:30 in room 205, we invite anyone that would like to participate, whether you form a team, join a team, or if you just want to volunteer your time, come out at 6:30 at 205 in the Harvest Church. We'll be meeting there tonight to discuss the relay and some fundraisers that we have planned.
And, it's all about you get out of it what you put into it. You can fundraise for the entire year starting now all the way through June 8th, right?
Correct. As of right now, we've got almost $1,000 raised. We have 5 teams and 12 participants registered already. Of course, we're wanting so many more to come because I always say many hands make light work.
That's exactly right. Very well said. So come on out. Now, last year's relay, another big success, and we just want to continue to grow on that because we've learned the relay has been going how long now?
This will be the 21st year that Davis County has done Relay for Life.
21 years. I remember that first one, believe it or not. 21 years ago, I was there. It was at Eastside Park.
I was there, too. I was employed at Eastgate Manor, I believe, when we had a team.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I was the entertainment, literally, the entertainment. So I played music for 24 hours. At that very first relay 21 years ago, but it has grown so much over the years, and the numbers speak for themselves on what the relay has given to the American Cancer Society.
Correct. We've given over $1.8 million just in Davis County alone.
Isn't that something? $1.8 million, and Billy, we're getting closer, ever so close, to getting that cure, and every day is more research, and every day is fighting for that cure.
Correct. My mom fought the cancer, and she lost her battle, but now I'm seeing stuff that she had to go back to the doctor, get a shot. Now they go home with that shot because of the money that we're raising and the research that we're doing. So that's a great step forward.
And it's going for research, but it's also going to help those families that are affected by this dreaded disease, maybe with transportation or other help, right?
Correct. They can get like free wigs over at Martin County. Claire Smith does that. They also provide lodging at our Hope Lodges if they have to travel. And they also have a 24-hour support line for either a patient or a caregiver that just needs somebody to talk to during the night.
Very few families that are listening right now has not been affected in one way or another by this dreaded disease. And, it's a great way to give back, get involved with the Relay for Life. Here, the Davies County Relay is set for June the 8th. It'll be at Lena Dunn Elementary, back on the track at Lena Dunn this year. And the organizational first meeting is coming up tonight. What time again?
6:30,
Harvest Church in room 205. You can come out, find out how you can get involved. You don't have to have a group or a team. You can just come as an individual. Maybe you can join the board, the planning committee, whatever you want to do to help out this year's Relay for Life meeting tonight. 6:30, Harvest Church, room 205. Billy Cox, thank you for stopping by to share the information and keep us up to date as we progress and get closer to this year's relay.
We will do. Thank you.
You got it. Take five, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge.